Social impact everywhere.
Welcome back, my fellow social impactors, to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast. And today we have another guest for you. We have Jackie Jenkins Scott, and now she is the author of the book, The 7 Secrets of Responsive Leadership. Now, as a leadership and turnaround expert, Jenkins Scott has transformed Boston's Demick Community Health Center and Wheelock College from struggling and failing organizations to thriving international leaders in their fields. So Jackie, I want to take a couple seconds just to really say thanks for being with me here today.
Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah, and I'm delighted to have this conversation because really cool stuff. And again, this is something that I say to most guests on this podcast, but I actually mean it because I want to know what it's like, the journey of transforming organizations from struggling and failing to international leaders. I think that's so cool. But let's jump into the first question. And the first question I have for you is just to kind of explain a little bit more about yourself as a social impactor. And what that means is, you know, a little bit more about who you are, what you do, and why you really believe you're making social impact in the world.
Social impact is such an important topic. I think social impactors are really social entrepreneurs in so many ways because of the spirit of impact, the spirit of you can do anything if you put your mind to it and you work at it. That's that entrepreneurial spirit. And I was described as a social entrepreneur a couple decades ago, maybe 3 decades ago. Hope I'm not aging myself too much here. And I really grabbed onto that because I think that to be a social entrepreneur is to be a social impactor.
Okay. Let's dive a little bit into that. What does it mean then to you to be a social entrepreneur? What is that, if you can encapsulate it maybe into, you know, quick 1 to 2 sentences?
I think the first thing is that you're really driven by a mission and a purpose, and you are driven to find ways to execute on that mission and that purpose. Whether it is starting an organization, managing an organization, being attracted to the values and the services that that organization provides. For me, I get attached to, and I love turnaround situations. That is, I love helping individuals and organizations to really try to reach their full potential, especially if they're in a period of either reflection, transition, struggle. And that's how I have spent the most part of the last couple of decades, really helping organizations to be at their best.
Okay. So let's jump into the second question then, because it's a really good explanation of, you know, the social impactor theme and then translating it into social entrepreneurship, which is a common theme that most people who listen to this podcast would understand. But being a social impactor, you know, being a turnaround expert, how are you then really making a positive impact in your community?
Well, the organizations that we social entrepreneurs, social impactors support and believe in are changing the lives of individuals. They're changing the lives of communities. They're bringing hope and aspiration to individuals and communities. And they're doing good. They are changing or making opportunity available in ways that couldn't be or wouldn't be available without those organizations. So that's social impact. And social impact is not only just about the short term, but it's also about the long term.
Okay, so it's about the long term, having that long-term vision.
Absolutely. But you know, when you're in the midst of it, very often we aren't thinking about the long term. I know when I first walked on the campus of the Demick Community Health Center, which was this amazing institution with a history and a legacy. It was started in the 1800s by women immigrants, a Polish doctor who came to the United States to practice medicine, and she wanted to make sure that healthcare was available. At that time, it was basically low-income immigrants who were coming to Boston, and she created a hospital that began many, many firsts. It was the first hospital to admit and train the first African-American professionally trained nurse in the country. It was the first institution to really create maternity wards, because in the late 1800s, most women had their babies at home. And if you were poor, the conditions, the infant mortality was extremely high. So I walked on the campus of this phenomenal institution with a great legacy, mission, values, but it was falling apart. The buildings were in total disrepair. The institution was in bankruptcy, but it had served thousands and thousands of people, and it was serving thousands of Boston's neediest and most vulnerable residents. And so, for me, that mission and that vision is what drove what drove me. And I thought at the time that I started that I'd be there for 3 years. Turns out it was 21 amazing years. But so I say that social entrepreneurs and social impactors may not have this long-term vision in mind when they set out to do what they are doing. And sometimes it can happen in a short period of time, and sometimes it happens in a longer period of time. But I think the basic hope that we have is that we are making opportunity available. We are making services available. We are changing communities that will have long-term impact, no matter how long or short we're there ourselves.
I like that. Building impact and changing communities, I think that's so important. Huh. You have me thinking now, but before I get lost in my mind, I want to jump to the next question, because I think this is a really good, a key characteristic of social impact. So this idea of it, this idea of social impact, whatever that is, you know, how you action it, do you believe social impact is an important part of business then?
Oh, absolutely. And the data actually supports this. You even seeing major business leaders now use words like purpose and mission driven, and as they describe their business. And so if a business is a for-profit business, that doesn't mean that it has no heart, or it has no soul, or it has no mission. It can have both. And we know that those businesses who attach their mission and their values to their business model are often more successful.
Yeah.
So you can make money and still have purpose.
Well, you have to.
One can make money and still have purpose.
Yeah, I mean, we live in a world that's driven by money, and so it would be silly not to accommodate that. However, having that purpose, you're right. The data does show it. There's stats that say that companies that are social or purpose driven companies are 40% more profitable across the board. Like the science backs it up now that it is a better way to do business.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I think it's not only good for the bottom line, it's good for the employees. And there's a lot of data that talks about, longevity of employees and employee happiness. It's not only about how much money one makes. One wants to feel that they're making a contribution, not only to the company, but to making society, a better place for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah. Being an active citizen, that's huge.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So, the last question
now,
I have for you.
Most of my
Yeah, keep going. Keep going. Run with it.
I was just going to say, I've spent most of my career on the nonprofit side. However, I've had the great privilege to learn from the for-profit side. I've had the opportunity to serve on for-profit boards, and it's been mutually beneficial because I think I bring to my board leadership and membership a commitment to purpose and humanity and the humanity of the business. And I've learned from the business side of it many strategies and techniques that I've been able to use in my nonprofit, you know, my nonprofit work. So I think that there is the ability to for us all, depending on what the business is, and you know, to incorporate both business practices into our social impact and social entrepreneurship work, and for business, for profit, to benefit from having people with our values, our beliefs, engaged and involved as well.
Yeah, there is a good convergence between both. Mm-hmm. And I want to ask the last question now, because there's a wealth of knowledge behind the work that you've done. You know, you might've been with an organization for 21 years, but you've been leading this lifestyle of building impact, mm-hmm. you know, being a social entrepreneur, being a social impactor, probably for your life, which is awesome to see, because mm-hmm. again, you've been changing people's lives all the time. So the question I have for you is, what is your advice for people listening today to begin building their own impact in the world?
You know, in my book, I talk about four attributes that I think leaders bring. And for me, first of it is, if we practice these four attributes, we understand kind of who we are and what drives us. And if we understand who we are and what drives us, it gives us confidence to step out there and live our values. And I like to say, wear them on your sleeve, proudly wear them on your sleeve. And so that when you're in these leadership roles, because we are all going to face challenges throughout our lives and throughout our careers. And when we face these challenges, if we're really holding on to those four attributes and those four core values, we're going to make it through those challenges and continue to be an effective leader. So what are those four attributes that I believe? First, I talk and I believe very much in being a curious person, curious about the world around us, about the people around us, and intellectually curious, that we're always seeking to learn and grow, learn and grow intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, the ability to be humble. And that is that, when we know that, you know, we stand on the shoulders of so many that became before us, and that we're not in this alone, that we are part of a larger, you know, ecosystem, a larger system, that humility will help us to continuously to be curious and to seek answers. And then the ability to be empathetic, that is to try to, you know, put ourselves in other shoes, to think about how our actions impact others, to ask ourselves the question, is this the way I want to be treated? Or, you know, does this represent, you know, my values? And then finally, this ability to be resilient, because when we face these challenges, you know, if we don't think we're going to get through them, the ability to just get up and keep going, that gives us all of those ingredients that it takes for us to be that social impactor or the social entrepreneur that we're talking about, to be the strongest that we can be in those roles.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to encapsulate it. And those four themes that you talked about, that can be found in your book, correct?
Absolutely.
Awesome. So I'll say the book title one more time. It's The 7 Secrets of Responsive Leadership. And so, Jackie, I just want to end this podcast by saying, again, a big thank you for being with me here today. The guests we have on the show are such an incredible spectrum of people building impact in the world. And you lead it from a very unique lens too. And you have a book to showcase what you've done and talk about these, you know, secrets to really being a leader in the modern world. So with that, again, I just want to say thanks for being with me here today.
Thank you for having me. It was great talking with you.